The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I've been having really bad dreams about DJ Automatic, my husband here, cheating on me. I don't know how to get over this. I don't know why I'm dreaming it. Good morning. It's Monday. Dana Cortez Show is on. I am Dana Cortez.
I'm sure this is going to be pleasant. DJ Automatic.
I go by Andrea.
I never dream like this. You have these dreams often. I don't. And I just looked up, why am I doing this? It's because of anxiety.
Yes.
I guess because we're selling our house and moving into a new one and there's been a lot going on.
I mean, if there was a time for me to leave, this would be the perfect time.
I cannot get over it. The feeling.
Box is already packed.
Man.
Everything's ready to go.
And I have to fight not being angry at you in the morning. I mean, I'm mad at you right now.
I understand.
And they're graphic and terrible.
Yeah, I have... I call those nightmares.
They're nightmares.
I have those too sometimes. And when I wake up, I have to remember, this is not real. This did not happen.
Do you have similar dreams, nightmares that Dana's having? Automatic?
I mean, over the course of being married, of course I've had those.
Oh, damn,
but I don't have them like, I haven't had them recently.
I never had. Mm. Okay, this is new. I caught your bad dream syndrome. I caught it because I've never had this happen before. It's upsetting me. So I looked up recurring dreams too. You ever had a recurring dream where you have it over and over
yes.
again? I used to dream about a grasshopper dog that was going to attack me.
That's a fun one.
I got attacked by a dog. Remember
but
when
a
I was
grasshopper
little.
Dog? That's crazy.
That sounds vicious.
I salute your
so
imagination.
Awful.
Yeah.
Salute what's going on in there.
When I was little,
I used to have a recurring dream that Dracula, Frankenstein,
and a
mummy would come and get me.
Oh.
It was like constant. But they were playing cards in my basement, and I would go down there to go see what there was going on in the basement.
So you know that I looked that up. Recurring dreams mean that you are facing some type of significant trauma in your life that you're unable to deal with.
What the hell happened to me in that basement?
Well, who was playing cards in the basement?
My dad and his friends.
Oh my gosh. Well, there you go.
Also, too, I mean, if we're resorting to, you know, information from professionals, we do have Siramati coming up, and I feel like this would be a good thing to discuss with her.
I'm going to ask her.
Since she is kind of a spiritual guide for
yourself. If you would like a psychic reading, 877-730-DCS1, and if you're dreaming your man is cheating, ladies, I get it. Don't be mad at him. It's not real. It's not real.
The only reoccurring dream I have is me dancing really good at a party. Me just stepping in and crushing it at a party.
Totally a dream.
Yeah, it's only a dream.
It's a fun
one. It's one of those ones where, like, after I have it, like, when I wake up, I try to close my eyes so I can relive it, dude, every time. Every time. Dude, it's me properly hitting the Soulja Boy crank that.
National Day Anthony Day.
Funny enough, though, all right, it is also National Fairy Tale Day. I just thought it was funny that we're talking about it on the Day of Nightmares, but we'll go ahead and wrap it up on National For Pete's Sakes Day. Now, this day is encouraging you to swap out any swear words for something more PG. So, for me, whenever I find myself wanting to say the F word, maybe, I replace it with the term raspberries.
Okay. Oh,
shout out to Butters from South Park.
I always hit him with a motherfather.
Oh, that scares me.
That got me.
Oh, my God.
At first, he misunderstood the assignment.
Yeah, when I woke up this morning, I was just thinking,
that is not, okay, there it is. That's it.
Exactly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The fact of the matter is, not many people like to work out. Whenever I hear someone say, "I love working out," I don't quite believe them. Well, I don't believe them. I don't.
You can usually tell if they love it by the way they look.
That is very true.
Being disciplined and loving to work out can be separated. There's probably a few.
You ever
most
seen somebody
like,
I love to work out. It's like, dog, your body looks like you hate it.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Well, it's horrible, but I'm talking about myself.
Okay.
So that's...
Let's talk about cozy cardio. What is cozy cardio? It is a combination of gym, self-pampering, and nap time.
Oh.
Doesn't that sound amazing?
That sounds like somebody who has a lot of time on their hands.
It is not somebody who has a lot of time on their hands. It's everybody. We all have time to sit on our butts and stream or scroll on the timeline and do nothing and then say, I don't have time to work out. I don't have time to work out. Lies, you're lying to yourself.
I thought cozy cardio was going to be like something I did in my pajamas.
It is. It is automatic. It involves walking in place in the comfort of your home using mini weights. No stress, no membership fees, no judging your body against someone else's body. You are going to wear the most comfortable sweatpants, your favorite comfy shirt, light you a candle. You want to put a little tea next to you. That's it.
I feel like cozy cardio exists in the same universe as girl math. That's what this feels like. This is very similar to the same.
And that's like mixing a little bit with yoga.
You can if you want auto, but
the problem with me in this game plan is the moment I incorporate a nap into anything,
I'm gonna take precedence. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna nap first.
Yeah, I have to completely eliminate napping from my mindset at all, dog.
So you put this show on that you want to watch. I don't know, maybe you're a Griselda Blanco person. You could be, you want to go old school and do Friends, whatever it is. You put the comfies on, you put your tea by you or whatever you like. You light your candle, you walk in place and you do your comfy cardio. Mm. And you don't have to go fast and you don't have to break a sweat. The point is you're moving and you're doing something. You're getting it started.
Okay, but this isn't going to change your body then.
Not with cozy cardio. Yes, it does. If you walk in place for an hour every single day or 3 days a week, it changes. Especially if you've just been sitting doing nothing.
So you're saying all the running I've done, the Bowflex training, all that kind of stuff, I should have just been sitting in front of my TV and walking in place?
No, not how are you going to sit?
That's or standing point, in front of my TV walking in place.
Think how many nights do you just sit there and you're eating tostitos?
There you go.
You don't have to do that
anymore. Yeah, you don't. You know, if you think about it, you know, you're currently a couch potato. This will turn you into a sweet couch potato.
I mean, they are way less fattening.
If you want the keys, the cozy cardio keys, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. And remember, getting started is half the battle. That's why we have this conversation. Even just walking in place in front of your TV is doing something, and something is better than nothing.
Hey,
I'm telling you, this is all a marketing plan
right here. It is not.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What does our week look like collectively? We're about to find out. We're getting our spiritual forecast. It is time for What's Your Sign with Dear Maddie. Hi, Maddie. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, we always tell people to call 877-730-DCS1. It will get you a reading here. But today, you said you are sensing someone who's listening right now needs this message.
Yes. So somebody that's listening, I really was tapping into the energy of letting go. So I feel like the message that you need to hear, whoever it is that this is going to resonate for, it's time to really let go and ask yourself, what are some actions that you can take now that's going to move you out of the stagnant energy? Remember, nothing is permanent. Things are always changing. If there's one consistent thing in life, is that change is always happening around us. And right now, you've been holding yourself back and not allowing that next phase to really take place. You've been dreaming about it, but you're also holding yourself back from it. So there's some fear associated there. Spirit is calling you to let go of that idea, of that fear, whatever this is for you, and move forward.
It's time for the next phase. Your butterfly is awaiting.
It's time to jump. Those aren't butterflies of nervousness. Those are excitement.
Yeah, I like that. All right, now, what about our spiritual forecast for the week, Sirmati? What's it looking like collectively for all of us?
I love the energy this week because I feel like this week has a very creative tone to it. So it really is asking the collective to tap into your creative nudges, whatever those are for you. Don't come from a place of lack. Come from a place of expansion. It's okay to fail, but standing up and trying again is always going to be the thing that's going to get you to the next level. And right now, you're meant to tap into your creative spirit and to do things a little different. It's okay.
I always tell people, I use this analogy. Imagine when you were a baby, if you just quit every time you'd fall down, you would never be walking.
Yes.
As a child, that innocence, you just keep trying. You've got to keep that, okay? Every fall is a lesson so that you can reach the next phase. You walk, then you run.
Period.
Oh, Maddie, I love this week. If you would like a reading with Sirmati, 877-730-DCS1, please follow her at Illis Divinity on Instagram. You can set up a more private reading if you'd like to. Plus, she just drops gems every single day on the social media. Maddie, we love you. We'll talk to you next Monday.
I love you guys.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Another billion for Rihanna. How did she make it happen this time? We got this story and more. Best Gossip, Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
We have Duke Dennis celebrating his birthday. The rapper Yeet celebrating a birthday as well, too. And Erykah Badu.
That's my girl right there. All right, so we're going to switch gears, talking about something really serious. Wendy Williams, who for me, being in radio, doing YouTube, podcasting, all of that, she's broken so many doors down for women in entertainment in general.
She's an iconic daytime TV show host and a TV personality.
Anthony, for real. Unfortunately, she's been diagnosed with dementia. Here she is talking to Blac Chyna. They become friends. Blac Chyna trusts her. Wendy trusts Blac Chyna. And you can clearly tell that what Blac Chyna is talking about Wendy loses her train of thought and obviously doesn't understand.
You've always been like honest with me in like the most motherly, kind way. That's why I love you so much.
My real name is Wendy Hunter and I'm divorced. He's got no money.
I love you.
So do I.
I watched that video and it made me very sad. I understand, though, why Wendy Williams wants to document this. This is a part of her life. People are like, oh, this is uncomfortable. It's a part of life. A lot of families have grandparents and mothers and fathers who have dementia. I put the video up because I feel like Wendy means a lot to me, but I do understand why she wants to do that, because there's other families suffering through it. And hopefully one day we can find a cure as well. That's the goal. All right, now we're going to move on. Talk about another powerful woman in the industry, Rihanna. Her song Umbrella featuring Jay-Z just hit 1 billion views on YouTube.
Hey.
That hook is so catchy. Rihanna just, she got so many songs.
Can
so
I quiz
classics.
You guys real quick?
Oh, okay, DJ Automatic.
Who wrote that song?
It wasn't Neo.
It wasn't Neo.
Or it's not Chris Brown.
No. It was The Dream.
The Dream.
No,
there you go.
Yes. Really? Yeah.
So a lot of that money from that Billy's going to The Dream.
I guess so. What's your favorite Rihanna song? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
As we approach Easter, a lot of people give things up for Lent. You know, if you're Catholic, Catholicos. So there are some food suggestions the Catholic Church is giving you should eat besides meat. We're going to give that to you in food news. It's Hottest Hashtags on your Monday. Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by A3A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
Oh, listen to this hashtag. American law enforcement officials have been looking into allegations that Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, associates of his were receiving bribes from cartels.
Oh.
Now, Obrador called the allegations completely false and said the news of the inquiry would not in any way affect Mexico's relationship with the U.S., but he wants a response from our country.
Mm.
So it's not him. You believe that? Obrador has kind of changed things in Mexico.
Mm. Oh, it's like a real life Narcos.
Here's the catch. If we would just stop buying drugs here in the U.S.
I mean, it's a supply and demand, right?
There's
the demand.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to supply it when there's demand.
Well, can
no
we
matter
not,
what the cost.
Can we not demand it?
Good what? Job, man.
Good luck with that.
I
was going to say, Reagan's been trying since the 80s. So.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
All right, it's Lent, so you can't eat meat on Fridays during Lent if you're Catholic, right? And so the Catholic Church, you know, they're saying meat consists of chicken, cow, sheep, or pig.
You can't have any of those things.
Can't have any of those things, but you can have fish.
Oh,
and they're saying that alligator is part of the fish family.
Nice. Yeah, that's right.
Alligator isn't fish, it's a reptile.
Right? Well, they're saying it's part of the fish family and that you can eat it. And you can also eat beaver, too.
All right,
it depends on what kind of beaver.
Well, that's a year-round activity for your boy here. But I want to be part of the Vatican meeting where they were like, you know what? Let's add alligator to this now.
This was the Church of Louisiana.
Oh!
Farming business is lobbying the Catholic Church.
I think it was sponsored by Papa Doe.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we have National Fairy Tale Day, but let's go to wrap it up on National Pistachio Day. All right, now the Church of Louisiana will appreciate those too. You can eat those on Lent if you want to. And fun fact, America produces 300 million pounds of pistachios each year.
Fun fact, DJ Automatic eats half of those.
He loves nuts.
All right, it is Black History Month, and I know you've heard of Elvis Presley and his smash, That's All Right, Mama.
Well, that's all right, Mama.
That song was actually stolen from Arthur Big Boy Crudup, a famous black singer born in Mississippi, and he never received one penny.
Oh.
No royalties at all for that song. There are 10 others that Elvis Presley took from black artists and never paid one of those artists.
I wonder why they didn't focus on that in the Elvis movie.
I asked the director and he didn't like that one bit. Check out the interview on YouTube. Search Dana Cortez Show channel.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier today, we had Sirmati on and she had some great advice. In fact, I was like, this is so insightful. Listen.
It's okay to fail, but standing up and trying again is always going to be the thing that's going to get you to the next level.
That sounds great. But when you're in the middle of failing, it sucks.
Oh.
It does. And you do learn. I personally have grown from each of my failures, and there have been a lot. That's why I don't really like to call them failures, because they're like lessons. But I remember when I was doing radio, I'm not going to say what city, but it's a really big one. And I barely started this career. I don't know why they put me there. And it was not good. And so I had to get back down and learn and grind and understand. And now, great, we're here and all that.
Perfect your craft.
Oh, interesting that you took from Sirimati's message a message of, you know, being humbled, which is an interesting
humbled
opportunity.
Me
for growth.
Like, you know, yeah. I thought I was living the life and they needed me. And boy, did they show me. You better learn, you better grind, or you're done.
Man, last time I got humbled was the last time I had sexy time.
Hey, what happened, Anthony?
I was
oh, my
at the
gosh.
Church place, and, you know, it's always weird when you ask a girl, like, hey, I didn't bring a condom. Do you have one? And she reaches over and she pulled out, you know what I'm saying, the Trojan Magnums.
Oh! You're like, who you been hanging out with? Because it wasn't me.
It was not me. And at that point, I was have to be like,
plus,
you know,
she already had a drawer full and ready
and
to go.
And then, then she had it ready to go, which is another thing. I started coming up with a bunch of excuses of why I couldn't participate in this anymore.
I'd have been like, oh, man, I forgot to have a meeting right now.
I literally told her, like, oh, my God, I forgot. I think I'm gay.
What?
This is too much. I got humbled deeply. Well, actually, not deeply, shallowly or insufficiently.
She definitely didn't get humbled deeply that night.
Nah, she didn't get humbled or no, not at all, dude.
Automatic, can you think of a time you were truly humbled that can top that?
Nothing. No.
Oh, man. Dude.
Yeah. If there was a life lesson, that was the life lesson. Don't date women who have Trojan condoms in their side drawer.
Magnum. Nice. Magnum. That's the lesson.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.